Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, but only to text today. 844-967-2789. Devil Radio is moving up to a bigger studio. Got to get the lines hooked up, and so you can't call in today. But all comments are welcome by text. 844-967-2789. Well, behind the scenes, you know, all of the discussion tends to be about the big lie, about Trump, about the 22 election, the 24 election. But underneath, the substratum of all this, are quiet policy initiatives and quiet policy changes that have absolutely devastating impact. And let me give you one example. The Wisconsin manufacturers, the main business lobby in this state, has just proposed ending the income tax in Wisconsin and replacing it with a vastly increased sales tax. Now, in Europe, they have a thing called a VAT tax, a value-added tax, which is really a sales tax. It can be very high. It can be 17%, 18%. Every time you buy something, you pay an extra 17 or 18%. And that's supposed to take the place of all taxes and income taxes and everything else. It's a very bad and stupid idea, because when the average person pays that kind of extra for everything, it has a lot more impact than somebody with a very high income who in the process avoids an income tax. Now, here's the effect in Wisconsin. And pay attention to this. This is important. If the Wisconsin income tax were ended and it were replaced by an increased sales tax, in this case, they're proposing 8%, that would save people in the 1% of incomes in this state $78,000 a year. That's the equivalent, even if they paid this sales tax, this is the equivalent of almost a 5% tax cut for them. That cut of $78,000 a year is more than the annual income of 60% of Wisconsin taxpayers. The taxes for the lowest 20%, if this happened, would go up $460 a year. The taxes for the second lowest 20%, $250 a year, would go up. So in other words, the bottom 40% of taxpayers in this state would pay more in taxes. The tax cut for the 1% of $78,000 a year is more than the income of 60% of the taxpayers in this state. Now, the whole idea of any tax makes people, gives them the willies and the shivers. They don't want taxes. Who wants taxes? No one wants taxes, but everybody wants a quality public education. Everybody wants a quality UW system. Everybody wants a motivated, trained, honest workforce that's fairly compensated. Everybody wants a lot of these public goods. Everybody wants parks. Let me tell you something. Milwaukee County has more parks per capita, I think, than any city in the or county in the country. We have hundreds of parks. They're beautiful. They have to be sustained. Everybody wants public transport, buses. Everybody wants everything. They got to be paid for. Now, there's no perfect solution in taxes. And I got to say something right now. Many times on this show, I have pointed out, I think that socialism is a bad idea. I think that enlightened capitalism, which is what we have, is the best system of economics and democracy that mankind has achieved. And by enlightened, I mean with a safety net like Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, and so forth. But that means that I'm glad that people make money. I hope more people make money. It'd be nice if everybody made a lot of money. But when you make a lot of money, you have obligations. You have obligations to society. You want a good public education system. You want parks. You want a great university system. You want a trained, motivated, decently paid workforce. That takes money. And for the manufacturers, for the business lobby to say, well, why don't we dump that, the tax increases for that on the bottom 40% of taxpayers, and the upper 1% will get a $78,000 a year cut. That's a betrayal of your obligations. That's a flat out betrayal of your obligations. You'll have people on the left of the Democratic Party who will attack the top 1%. I don't attack the top 1%. I think it's terrific that they got there. If they got there honestly, some don't. Hedge funds that paid carried interest instead of income tax, that's not legit. Obviously, securities fraud is not legit. Monopolies are not legit. But most businesses are not that way, and they deserve a lot of praise for what they got. But they also deserve to pay a fair share of taxes and not dump onto the bottom 40% of this state a tax increase. So they get a tax decrease of 78 grand a year, which is more than the annual income of 60%, almost two-thirds of the people in the state. I think that's a betrayal of obligations. All right, think of it as noblesse oblige. Look it up. Think of it as whatever you want. But the fact of the matter is that this legislature is liable to pass something like this. Evers will veto it. But if the Duchess of Foxconn gets in there, Rebecca Clayfish, she won't veto it. Or they'll put it to a constitutional amendment, which Evers can't veto. And then it'll pass two legislatures very easily and go out to a referendum, to a state ballot. And people fall for it. Oh, great. No income tax. No income tax. Yeah, I'll pay a very high sales tax. Open your eyes, open your ears. The truth is that this in Europe is a very bad idea. This over here is a worse idea. It's a worse idea. By the way, another little nugget that came out over the last several days, we talked about the Wisconsin connection with Ron Johnson going to that Mike Lindell loyalist session. Well, it turns out they've unearthed a November 18, 2020 memo with Trump's plans to use fake electors to change the result of the presidential election. And who do you think it was sent to? It was sent to a guy named Jim Troupas of Wisconsin, by Kenneth Cheeseborough of Boston. And this talked about a recount in Wisconsin. Wisconsin was at ground zero of the fake electors, ground zero of the big lie, ground zero of the Green Bay sweep. If you think somehow, well, we are like Caesar's wife, above reproach, we're pristine, it couldn't be us, it was us. It was us. Republicans in the state were into it up to their eyeballs. And there was a recount. Trump paid for it, remember? But they recounted Milwaukee and Dane County and Brown, trying to throw out Democratic votes. And you know what happened? Biden came about a few hundred votes higher as a result of that recount. This has been a sustained attack on our democracy since the day after the election. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789, but only by text, just for today. Back after the break.